Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to Higher Priestess. My name is Erin.
And I'm Persephone.
And we are delivering you all the home truths you never knew you needed. We're not afraid, there's no judgment.
This is Smart Girl Internet.
Restructuring self-perception.
Higher Priestess. We're bringing you High Priestess energy at all points.
Only the highest.
Ugh, I can't wait. Today's episode is going to get very deep,
I think. Deep and personal. I'm actually a bit nervous now.
We haven't prepped. Usually we prep and we just know we've got some questions in our heads that we're going to ask each other that are very deep and very triggering and very personal.
Deep, like kind of your 60 minutes interview.
I'm kind of thinking this is kind of Oprah time.
Yeah, get ready for tears.
Oh, get ready for some tears.
And think along with us, answer the questions with us.
And these are quite good questions, get reflective. Hopefully, to ask some people and ask yourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
In context though, warn people before you drop these bombshells on them. Happy birthday! Do you wish you were dead?
Love it. Okay, well, I'm ready.
I'm so ready. And also bear with us if our answers are a little bit confused because we're in the midst of a terrible, terrible Mercury retrograde.
Which, like, the time of our lives.
The time of our lives. Time. The planets are definitely trying to kill us. It's fine, but our communication might be a little bit fucked, but, you know, we're working through.
Okay, my first question for you is there somebody that has impacted your life in a way that they may not be aware of?
Oh my god.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah, you came up with this.
I came up with that.
Wow, okay, let me think.
Could be good or bad, positive or negative. Something maybe someone said or just their influence on you that they really wouldn't know about.
The first person that's coming to my mind is a few of my teachers. There are a few of them.
Oh, I quite love that.
Because I'm quite strictly anti-teachers.
You hate
I'm really not. But I've had some terrible teachers in my time. I went to quite a not bad school, but in the scheme of life, quite a bad school.
Yeah.
And I kind of think a lot of the teachers were quite awful.
Not up to scratch.
They didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
But there are some that I just think, especially at my primary school, that I just think, God, you were great. I think also in my secondary school, some of my English teachers, maybe one, two drama teachers.
Well, here's the thing you went on to do.
I went on to do English. And I think this is the thing, the fact that people, the teachers that I liked were my English and drama teachers says so much.
And then you went and got a degree.
And then I went and got a degree in English and film. But it didn't have a film teacher. The curriculum wasn't that broad. But I think probably teachers.
Can you give me an example?
Well, there's one that comes to mind. There's one of my primary school teachers, her name was Mrs. Hearn, changed it to Mrs. Whitney. She got married. Congrats.
Congrats, Mrs.
That was
Whitney.
When I was in year four. Congrats. And this came to mind because me and my sister were talking about this the other day, and my mum and my brother, but they weren't in the club. Basically, we used to do a club called folk singing.
Love
and
it.
On a Friday afternoon, like lunchtime, like all the kids would be out playing. Kind of 20 girls would all get together with Miss Whitney and sing folk songs.
That's
and she'd
sweet.
Be on the guitar singing. And we'd all sing like, but then when we talk about them, they weren't really folk songs. They were songs that just like Mrs. Whitney liked.
They were just songs, but she's on a guitar.
Yeah, it was kind of what was one of them? It was like in an octopus's garden by the sand.
You I don't know that song.
Yes, you do know Octopus's Garden.
I've never heard it.
I think it's the Beatles.
Never heard of that.
Octopus's Garden.
How have we spoken about the Beatles like four times today?
I know.
Okay. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, I kind of wasn't getting it from your Got it, yeah. I mean, this has Miss Whitney written all over it. I don't know who she is, but...
I
didn't get it from your rendition, but I completely understand that that is the song that was happening just now.
Oh my God, that's really hilarious. We also used to do Puff the magic drag.
Love it. And she'd be on her guitar.
She'd be on the guitar and we'd all be singing.
That's
and it was
sweet.
Really lovely. And I just kind of think, and there was one of my friends who actually listens. She went in one day with her mum in year five, this must have been, and said, I want to quit folk singing. And then my friend started crying and her mum started crying and then Mrs. Whitney started crying.
Why did she want to quit?
Because she was just like, I just want my Friday lunch times back.
Oh.
But the fact they were all crying, like, the sweetest.
God, why did everyone cry?
Because it was just like saying goodbye to folk singing, end of an era.
Oh, no.
But we loved folk singing.
Aww.
But what about
why
you?
Why didn't you get in contact with her?
Once, this is actually quite bad, I wrote her...
Oh, God. my whole heart just dropped.
I was in year three. Okay. So it's not bad. But I drew a big picture of the whole class, every single person in the class.
Uh-oh.
And I drew myself next to Mrs. Whitney in the picture.
Nice.
As you were, kind of very, like, long-legged, beautiful model girl. Aww. That I drew myself as in year three. And I gave it to her at the beginning of year three, and I said, I've given this to you. And at the end of year three, she said, you might want this back, and gave it back to me. And I was heartbroken. I thought she would want to keep it.
That's sweet that she kept it all year.
Yeah, it's really sweet. She probably kept it in a drawer in her desk.
Ready to like, get rid of post-it note, give this back.
With everyone else's drawings that they'd given her.
Well, why don't you contact her now?
Well, why would I?
And say, like, I just, you know, you really impacted my life.
No, she lives in my town. My mum sees her all the time.
Oh, well, why don't you bump into her?
I don't really mind. She said, she did ask after me the other day.
Okay.
And my mum said, oh, yeah, she did English and film. And she said, oh, yeah, I knew she would.
Aww.
Cute. What about you?
Oh, it does kind of make me cry. Well, I don't know. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I've got quite a few.
Yeah, sorry, just going back. I feel like that's really sweet as well because she definitely has done that, like, out of her own... she's just done that using her own initiative and done this little folk singing thing. And now you're remembering it at 23.
Yeah, I actually want to talk to some of my friends that did that club with me.
Because
we all used to sit there on the carpet singing Puff the Magic Dragon.
So wholesome.
And at lunch, we were giving up our lunch break for this. That's how much we... Because also, it's just we just wanted to hang out with her.
Yeah, honestly.
Like, it had nothing to do with singing.
Honestly, those teacher relationships are the best when you just idolise them.
Yeah, because it's kind of like...
So much.
Mum. It's like she's the type of teacher that you'd accidentally call mum and be like, oh my God, sorry.
100%.
Have you ever called a male teacher dad?
No, that's
bad. I've done that.
That's
it's so bad.
But
I don't call my dad, I call him daddy.
No, you didn't say daddy.
Yeah, so I said daddy. It was in like year eight.
Oh my God.
I know, but it's because I'm like a child and I call my dad daddy and my mum mummy.
Oh my goodness.
So I was like daddy and I was like... Ugh. It was like my tutor teacher as well. It's fucking embarrassing.
God, you sound so privileged right now. I call my mum mummy, my dad daddy, and that wasn't my teacher, it was my tutor.
No, not personal tutor, like my form tutor. Oh my God.
That was my violin
my
tutor.
My mummy and daddy and my personal
that was my
home
polo tutor.
No, my form tutor.
Right, okay,
V3, bail free, boy.
I love it. Okay, hit me up.
What is the nicest thing that someone's ever said to you? Difficult question, because
yeah,
we
really
only focus on the negative in life, guys.
Oh my God, I actually don't know.
This is the sort of comment that I feel makes people cry, though, because it's
like, I was literally just about to say I could cry here.
Yeah, because it's kind of like you never allow yourself to indulge in that shit.
All right, let
but
me
go
think.
On.
I can't, all right, let's think slowly and carefully. I feel like I don't have a standout one.
Me neither. Is anything jumping to mind? Because there'll be, is there a few things playing in your, go on.
Immediately. The tears start coming and they don't stop coming.
The tears start coming
and they don't stop coming. Okay, honestly about to hit the ground running. Okay, a few things come to mind. Well, obviously people say nice things all the time, but the nicest thing anyone's ever said to you is quite difficult, I think, to pin down.
Yeah.
Because I think all of the compliments are like in competition with one another. And maybe it depends on like what I'm insecure about that day that would be the nicest thing.
Yes.
Okay, so immediately I think of what Jack said to me just in life. Like,
I'm gonna cry for
just
sure.
Just like that sincere stuff. Like when when he's being nice to me.
This is a rare occasion.
This is my boyfriend, by the way, if you're new here. Definitely something he said, because it's kind of, he's not complimenting me, like, to compliment me.
And he's not, like, trying to get a win out of it.
Yeah,
it's pure,
it's
genuine
purely,
meaning.
He thinks something of me.
I love it.
Then I also think about things, it's actually really interesting to think about. So that goes through my mind. Then I think about kind of, I try and think about deep things that, like, maybe my nan said I was really great or something. Then I think about stuff that teachers have, like, complimented my work.
God,
then
this
I think
teaching
about
podcast.
Honestly,
and
it's
now not full-time podcast. Not sponsored by beateacher.com.
And then I also think about like physical compliments, as in like compliments about my physical appearance.
Okay, nice. Which one means more?
Doesn't mean really anything, does it?
But do you think?
I think it can mean something to you if that's what you're insecure about in that moment. Mm. I think it means, it's always nice someone to say something.
Would you
nice.
Rather someone said you are so beautiful or you are so intelligent?
I feel like everyone's immediate answer is intelligence, but kind of I don't need that confirmed to me.
Yeah. That's the problem. It's like, duh.
That's the problem. Yeah, I think any compliment I'm willing to receive. The nicest compliment. My therapist said to me once that I was like really great or whatever, that I was really...
No, didn't say great or whatever. Word for word.
She said like I was very... Well, actually, something that I've been told a lot is you're very like wise beyond your like kind of the emotional intelligence, but that's honestly because of the trauma.
Well, I remember saying that you remind me of an owl.
Yeah, I'm a very owly.
Because you are quite a wise owl.
Owl.
You just have a Hedwig presence.
That's nice.
You do.
Not a, what's his name?
Errol. Errol.
Kind of flying around. Yeah.
Delivered by a bird named Errol.
Honestly, I feel like I can't put the compliments against each other because what am I weighing it on? My projection of what that compliment means or the intentions of who said it or...
Yeah, it means the same thing could be said by two different people and it means so much more based on how much you respect the person.
Yeah, or kind of something could mean more because it came from a stranger.
Absolutely, because they've got nothing to gain.
Yeah, they've got nothing.
Yeah.
So it's really, really difficult.
Fully. I love it.
But I love them all. Anyone who's ever complimented me, thanks so much. You know what I liked? Sorry, just to jump in. When we went to the cinema, me, you, and our friend Alice, and we watched Booksmart, and we did superlatives for one another.
This was it.
Yeah.
That might be the nicest compliment I ever... It was from Alice.
Aww.
Yeah, so we basically sat in the cinema, and we all just sat there and said, you are the most...
This is before the film came. It was before the trailers.
Yeah, we were like half an hour early to the cinema, because I make sure we get there with good time. Because I want to watch the trailers. I want to watch the advert. I want to get into the mindset 100%. Of it. I want to go to the toilet 3 or 4 times before.
Minimum
before it starts.
Agreed.
So yeah, Alice said to me, you are the most loving in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I really took that as like, yeah, like... It makes sense.
It does make sense.
Because it's like, I'm not very affectionate, but people know when I love them.
Yeah.
Because it will come out in a bit of a, it will come at a right angle.
Yeah.
But I really took that as like, yeah, actually you get my love language. Because it's like, you get that it's
obscure.
It's obscure. But I think, yeah, those might be some of the best compliments I've ever given as well. We had a real compliment fest.
It was really nice,
actually.
It made us love the film even more.
We were wide open to receive that film.
It was stunning.
If you haven't seen Booksmart, God.
Yeah, have some compliments before. Have some compliments. Just take them like a shot.
Take them.
Another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Describe... your first sexual encounter.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay, well, this is getting thrown back straight to you as well after.
Okay.
Or right now. I mean, you can go first.
No.
Okay, so.
Have a little think. I'll let you ease into it.
Put some candles on. So guys, do you have a condom?
Match underwear.
I wasn't ready. I wasn't expecting this. I would say in one word, average.
Okay.
Completely average.
Is this the first time you had sex? Your first sexual encounter?
Oh, my first sexual encounter.
Because that's kind of trickier.
So my first sexual encounter was having sex.
I can't believe
Other than
that.
Being like sexually harassed on the street. I mean, that was... Is that
You'd
sexual?
Never... Yeah.
Because that was constant from age 10.
Yeah. Even younger.
Yeah, so much younger. But my first sexual encounter, consensual sexual encounter, was having sex.
That's crazy, I guess. I'm shocked.
Yeah, but yeah, it was incredibly average. It was incredibly normal, I think.
Normal in what way?
It was just completely, just like heteronormative in the sense that it's like, it was nothing for me. It wasn't particularly painful. It was just, he came, that was the end.
Did you know, was it planned?
It wasn't planned like days in advance.
Yeah.
But it was like,
you know, it was coming.
I was heading over knowing what was happening.
And how did you feel? Like, how did you feel going into it versus how did you feel coming out of it?
Well, you almost feel like you've ticked a box.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that? Like the society I know some of our friends have definitely felt that as well, as in like there's a pressure from society and you've just ticked it. You almost have like a sense of a relief that you're now in a new club.
Yeah, but it's kind of the worst club ever. Yeah,
well, it's kind of...
Is it no folk singing with Miss Whitney?
Oh, you're not singing Octopus's Garden?
No way, nowhere near.
Also, shouldn't it be Octopi Garden? Like the plural of octopus is octopi. So an octopus's
garden.
Oh no, because it's not octopus. Plural. It's one octopus, it just belongs to him.
Yeah.
I definitely feel there's a societal pressure and you feel like, okay, now that's done. But it also, it definitely didn't feel like some big intimate experience.
Did you tell everyone as soon as it had happened?
No, I didn't tell anyone.
I wonder why.
I really didn't tell anyone.
Why though? Because we've established before you are the person who like tells someone everything. So don't you think that's interesting from you?
Yeah, that's really crazy. Yeah, I didn't really like, yeah, I didn't tell anyone really. I wasn't like right now, oh my God, you guys know whatever happens to me.
Yeah.
I ring you 24/7 to tell you just like I've had a cup
just
of tea.
Just keep updated, yeah. Just keep me in the loop.
Just keep everyone in the loop. So yeah, that's quite weird.
Oh, and I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Because it almost feels too real to share.
But also too nothing.
It definitely wasn't like a big life-changing event. Definitely not. No way.
Have your feelings changed towards it?
Well, now I've had better sex.
Yeah.
So that losing your virginity in that act, it's almost like...
Oh, quote marks.
Oh, yeah. What have you lost?
Yeah, yeah.
Still seems like it's here.
Apart from just your time. Apart from like 20 minutes.
Yeah. 20? God. But it's kind of, I've had better sex now, so now it feels like, yes, okay, so I've had more intimate experiences where it feels like there's been more of it's a two-part role. You are young, so you're kind of being...
You hand over the keys.
Yeah, it's like there is an essence of being used that's just inherent in that. But, I mean, it was fine. It was honestly, the word is fine, average, non-meaningful.
I can't imagine going into having sex for the first time. Like, what, had you ever seen a penis in real life?
I'd never seen one on the internet. I'd never seen one anywhere because I remember me and my friend tried to Google. This is me and my old best friend like back in the day.
Mm.
And we were like, look, we don't know anything. We were like 13. We're like, we've got to see a penis. We've got to see a vagina. Like we don't know what they look like.
You couldn't just like look down.
No,
you'd
terrifying.
Never seen a vagina
terrifying.
Before.
You were told we were told never to look at our vaginas.
By who?
Well, it would just be like, because there'd be rumors of like girls that like fingered themselves.
Girls that
be like,
at their
oh my God. Like, do you know what I mean? There'd be rumors going around.
So you'd never seen a penis and then all of a sudden it's
inside
you.
And it was like, we needed to see them. This is back in the day. So we went on her family computer. You know, we had to turn on the big computer and we typed in porn.com.
Oh my God.
www.porn.com. And this website came up and it was like, you know, you can judge it.
Yeah.
And we screamed and turned the computer off. We couldn't even hope. But
by the plug.
Literally. We were like, no, this isn't for us.
That
we
can
can't.
Never come back on.
We were like, never ever do we want to see a penis again. And so yeah, I'd never seen a penis before, really.
What was your, surely there was some sort of reaction there. I was like, you're going to have, that's going to go inside you in a minute. Like,
I don't really know. I don't think I was that
just
shocked.
Kind of autopilot.
I think biologically you know what to do.
Got
it's
you.
Not like, it's not porn.
No.
It's not.
But, as
but
in,
it's like kissing. It's like you've never kissed before and then when you kiss, you know what to do.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
your system kicks in.
Yeah.
What about you? Throwback.
I think growing up and having those like formative sexual experiences, I would have thought that I was very empowered and like very educated. And
you would have thought that. At the time.
I would have thought
actually
that
I probably thought that at the time.
Mm.
I probably thought this is super empowering.
Yeah.
But looking back on it now, you can
only
see that
looking
it's
back
not.
On it now, I think I was definitely educated and
nice.
I definitely was making decisions for myself and the right decisions.
Mm.
I don't like think anything, I don't have negative thoughts towards it.
Mm.
But I know now, obviously in hindsight, and as you say, having more sexual experiences, you understand what that sexual experience was in the realm of sexual experiences, if that makes sense.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
As in, when it's just something you've experienced, how many times have I experienced with somebody, or whatever, something's happening, I can just place that in the realm of my life and kind of think, okay, that I've done that, that's happened, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But when I've had sex, for example, or just when you know how those situations go with other people at a different time, in a different place, etc., when you feel different, you see that differently. Do you get what I mean?
Sort of.
Just, if you had sex once, you would die thinking that is all sex.
Yeah. Definitely that's it. You have sex once and you kind of think that's it.
That's done what it, sex done is. It.
That's what I mean by box ticking.
There's a million
and
different
you realize,
sex
that
you oh could
wait.
Have.
Yeah. Now the sex that happened that is completely different to like
yeah.
It's all completely different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
The only thing I think now looking back is I feel almost like slightly annoyed by or just like frustrated by honestly the audacity of teenage boys.
Same.
Looking at it, it's kind of God, the audacity you had to touch me.
Oh, well, I didn't. I was very clear with my boundaries as a child.
Me too.
I don't know how I got that though, but like everyone else would be kind of having sex with quite 100%. Gross guys. And I, for some reason, had this huge, like, absolutely
me
not.
Me too.
I wonder how we got that.
I had had it drilled into me from a young age to respect myself a lot and to think that people had to do a lot to be worth my company.
Definitely. Because I never fancied anyone at school,
no,
really.
And I was
I remember being I'd fancied some boys, but like, I definitely wasn't that person that's like, oh yeah, I had sex with this. I don't have any sexual regrets.
No,
really.
I don't. Definitely
I not. Really don't. Thank and God. I think that's quite
I think it's rare.
Yeah, because when I've heard people that have sexual regrets, it's like, oh God, that's a very intense or like even the feeling of ick. I've definitely had like ick of like boys I've kissed and I'm like, ugh, what the fuck was I thinking? But boys I've had sex with, I kind of think, okay,
I'm
like,
happy that
that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any super like physical feelings of gross.
Repulsion.
Yeah. Which definitely I think is common.
I think it's so common. And I even remember being like 14 and my best friend at the time saying, yeah, I just had sex with him, and I was like, what, you've had sex with him? Like, I remember thinking, you absolute buffoon, like I knew,
but at the time it's like, but that's empowering. But is it performing?
Well, she was 100% performing empowerment, and you know when you're just like, listen, he doesn't even like you.
That's awful.
Anyway, but I do think looking back, like, God, you lot were lucky. You lot, this one guy. I'm like, God, you were lucky.
As in for you,
As in to him, I'm like, you were doing well. Yeah, come on. let's be real. Like, you were a lucky guy.
So I've got a question for you.
I'm gonna definitely pin it back on you.
Yeah, of course. Would you rather be called vain or insecure? Maybe not even would you rather be called, but would you rather be known as vain or insecure?
I think I would rather be known as vain.
Same.
Because you don't get to tell me that I'm insecure.
No.
I think that's a pride thing, but if I'm vain, deal with it. If I'm insecure, it's a...
So wait, you don't like me because I like myself,
yeah.
Or you don't like me because I don't like myself. Oh, I'll take the like myself.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we all don't like me.
Either way, you're trying to bring me down. I'd rather start from the top than the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either
definitely.
Way, just you don't like me or everyone doesn't like me,
including
myself.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. And I don't mind being called vain.
I think there's definitely a change happening in society of like self-love. Like for my grandma, for example, for her to say, yeah, I love myself would be alien. That would be crazy for someone over the age of like 70. 70.
Yeah.
To be like, God, I really like myself. I'm so proud of myself. I think that would be crazy.
Yeah. And I think like, slowly.
We're all starting to be a bit like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe we are allowed to not hate ourselves.
It is funny how hating yourself is the default.
Yeah. And it's a meme. It's so like relevant life. Like kind of self-deprecating humor. Like I'm so self-deprecating. It's like,
so that.
Are you proud of that? Are you proud that you...
It's like no one here is vouching for you, not even you.
Imagine.
It's like, fucking pull yourself together. Like, if you... It's that thing of, if you don't respect yourself, what you think everyone else does? No.
Why would they?
We've been waiting to hear all the good stuff about you and you haven't told us, so we're just going to assume it's all shit.
I'll assume you're insecure.
Yeah.
And I'll assume you're insecure for a reason.
Mm.
Like, oh, there's clearly shit wrong with you.
Shit wrong with you.
Well, it's clearly unlikable factors if even you who are in your brain don't like you.
Love it.
It's not great.
No, it's
whereas
not
like
great.
If you, oh God, Erin is so vain, she loves herself. Oh, that's clearly lovable stuff.
It must be doing something right.
It's clearly something lovable if even she loves herself.
Yeah, love that.
Logic.
That's a good one. Mm. If I'm listening to this podcast, I'm so answering the questions alongside.
Yeah, we'll have to do a Q&A like on the story.
Yeah. Okay, this question's deep, I think.
Okay, I'm so ready.
I think I kind of briefed you on it earlier. I gave you a little teaser.
Is it about death or something?
It's about, well, the question goes.
I'm like, fingers crossed it's about death.
It's about death or something.
I'm not like, I just like death. No, nothing like that.
It's about childhood trauma. Just childhood memories.
You know
the question is, the question is, what's one childhood memory? What's one childhood memory that will never leave you? For whatever reason, good or bad.
Oh my God, I love it.
Like one memory that will haunt you forever.
Haunt as in good or bad.
It could be good or
you
bad.
Say good or bad, then you use the word
obviously
haunt.
I'm looking for the dark star.
Well, as in haunt, if I'm looking to be haunted, well, one that I was gonna say was not so haunting, but me and my sister for some reason came up on Christmas Day running around with maracas and a triangle that we got for Christmas Day, maracaing around the kitchen. That just popped into my head. But if you're looking for something haunting,
well, what's something that why would that never leave you?
Well, that just would never leave me because it's just burnt in and it's just quite a cute moment of us running around with maracas.
Burnt in
and then we
funny.
Did Burnt Into the Mind.
Yeah.
And then we did a Christmas show, which was the Christmas show and the Crazy Frog show merged.
I've heard about this.
It was a big thing. We were rehearsing for months for this show.
Yeah.
And it was Christmas and Crazy Frog joined.
My two favourite things.
You can't fault that combo.
Yeah, an amazing show.
They complement each other so naturally.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit of like, it was kind of Santa Claus coming to town.
And it was like,
that
ding,
whole
ding,
song
ding.
Played with me, my sister lying like a corpse in the middle of the room.
Oh my God.
And me jumping over her body and running to the other side and then me jumping over just constantly for the whole.
Why?
The whole version of Santa Claus is coming to town. with all my family talking and me saying, listen, you're not listening.
You're not watching.
You're not even watching. And then it would go into ding, ding, ding. Crazy Frog. And she would jump up and we'd go into a routine.
Amazing.
So that was good.
That's a nice one.
But if you want something haunting, I mean, I can go for like my parents telling us they were splitting up.
Do you think it is that?
Well, if I'm going for something that I will never forget, the seating positions in that room at that time, the words spoken, everything, I will never
chills
forget.
Chills me to the bone.
Chills me to the bone.
Honestly.
I will never forget that in the living room. And this is the thing. So we'd had a really nice lunch. They'd obviously been like, they'd sent us to our grandparents like for like 3 days before. And we were like, my sister knew something's coming. My sister's younger than me. And I was like, lovely holiday. I was like, there, it's nothing.
Have you practiced in a costume, Lizzie?
I was like, this is so great of them.
Walk around with your flippers on.
They just want some couple time.
Amazing.
They just want to spend some time together.
I think we're getting a baby brother.
God, that's what I said. I fucking said that.
So funny.
So they told us, they were like, you're going to your grandparents. We spent a few days there, came back, we had a lunch, and we had like hummus. It was like bread, sort of like Waitrose, like tortilla chips.
Oh,
like,
love
it. It was all like a classic thing with like cucumber. It was like our classic thing that we used to have. Had that. Then me and my sister were like, right, we're going upstairs to our loft beds and we're going to go up and we're going to like take pictures of our teddy bears and make a story out of them. It was one of these things that we just did.
Like,
and
God, they were like, were young.
No, don't go upstairs just yet. Oh, can you see where this is going? They're like, no, just hold on. We need to talk to you both. And I said, you're pregnant. Idiot. They sat us down into the room, into the living room. The room. The telling room. The trauma room. The living room. And they said, this is what's happening, we're splitting up, blah, blah, blah.
Who told you? Do you remember?
I think it was my dad maybe said it, because my brother, who was four at the time.
That's young.
He was holding the keys, don't know who gave him the keys, threw them in the air. That's what I remember.
Wow.
And then they said,
so he understood.
Well, I think we were all just crying and he was like, ah, like, yeah, what's going on? And then my mum was like, right, okay, Lizzie and Persephone, go upstairs, go to your loft beds and like go and deal with it. We had these really cool loft beds, not bunk beds, loft beds with desks underneath.
Iconic.
And this is what is burnt into my mind. Mm. I've told you this before. Me and Lizzie went up to our room and we didn't really know what to do with ourselves. So we just started climbing up and down the ladders,
crying
of our loft beds, climbing up and down going, oh my god, up the ladders, down the ladders, oh my god, like screaming, what do we do? Clinging onto the ladders, going,
swinging around.
And I don't know what that is burning into my mind, because it's just the absolute panic.
And honestly, not much has changed with how you deal with trauma. Climb up and down a ladder screaming.
Honestly, on a ladder. Just, oh my god, back down we go. Oh my god. No one knew what to
hysterical.
Do because it's like, just go up to your room and deal with this life-altering news.
Yeah, yeah.
So we didn't know what to do, so we're just going up and down our loft bed screeching and going, oh my god, oh my god.
And how old are you, just for context?
I was in year 5.
So she's like 10 years old.
I'm 10. And I was just screeching around. And I guess that might be haunting, if that's what you wanted. Was going to go with the Christmas Crazy Frog show, but if you want me screaming on a loft bed ladder, I mean, I can provide.
I love it.
What about you? Turn it back around.
So just quickly going back, how often do you think about that?
Never. I never think about that until me and you spoke about that in Brighton, and I thought, God, I hadn't thought about that loft bed situation.
Like, in like 10 years.
Like, what was that? Like, why did we do that? Why did we react like that?
It's funny that like you saw Lizzie do that and Lizzie saw you do that and now you're adults.
It's like, what happened in that room?
You've got that one.
But that's still my sister's bedroom. Like, that still is her room. And it's like, God, that happened in there. We both went, I wonder if she remembers that in the same way as well.
Yeah, you should ask her.
I will speak to her.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious. But what about you?
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, my next question.
I love it already.
What would you say is the greatest lesson you learned from your last relationship in quote marks?
Oh my god.
Your last thing. What's the most important thing? Maybe like, what's the lesson that you learned from that you hadn't learned from anything else? Because I feel like everyone learns similar lessons from relationships, etc.
I feel like I learned so much.
Mm-hmm. Was it a formative time as well?
Yeah, it was a really formative time. I feel like I kind of learned two things.
Can you give us a bit of context?
So the last relationship, in quotes, was with this guy. Erin knew him too. Erin kind of was there along the way.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the whole thing.
Erin saw from beginning to end.
It was me.
From the inception. Yeah. It was Erin. We're just going through a breakup. A tough breakup. Erin saw from the inception to the death.
Mm.
Yeah, the whole thing. And as did I. And it was just a very learning...
It was a learning curve.
It was, an ultimate learning experience. So I would say at the beginning, what I learned, I learned very much different lessons at the beginning and the end.
Love that.
The beginning, allowing myself to like go with it. I think I did learn that there is no like weakness in liking someone, or like there is no weakness in being in a relationship. I definitely was hesitant to even start something, because I was like, it will make me weak, it's not feminist. It's almost like I thought it wasn't feminist to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm a fuckboy.
Yeah, like, it took you a lot though to like understand that.
To understand what was going on.
And to understand that you even thought that.
Yeah.
Because you just thought, I think you were naturally born with this, you just had this disposition that was like, I'm not interested.
Yeah, I was like, when someone is amazing, then yeah, maybe I'll be in a relationship with them. But then I found out this person in my mind was amazing.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck, okay. I haven't been prepared for this amazing person.
This compromises everything that I believed in.
Later found out it wasn't so amazing. But at the time I was like, fuck, okay, I now need to reevaluate, because it's like, I'm at the moment.
I wonder if you would have got to that conclusion without that relationship. Like, when would you have eventually have realised that you were hanging on to this weird, like, defiance of romance?
I don't know.
It's interesting, right?
The next one.
Yeah.
And the second lesson I learned, I think I really, not lost myself, but I think I put a lot of my self-esteem in the success of that relationship. I think I put like a lot of emphasis on like, this needs to succeed. I need to almost like conquer this. Mm. I need to kind of conquer him.
Mm-hmm.
To prove that I'm like worth it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fully, it was like, once I've won this,
yeah,
once I've won him, it's all good.
Because you went from, I don't need this, I don't want this, blah, 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 to like, okay, well, if I'm admitting that I want it,
I have to have it fully.
It needs to work.
Yeah. It needs to be a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, as soon as it's like, fuck, okay, don't want, shit, I want it, so I must have it entirely.
So what will you now take from that into new...
There is no point in that, like, obsession with the outcome. I was obsessed with the outcome, which actually stopped my progression during. I could have totally dealt with that in a different way, enjoying each experience for what it is, rather than, okay, so during this time I met him, I ticked these certain boxes. Brilliant. Which that moves me on to phase two of my plan, which is blah, blah, blah. I mm-hmm. very much had a strategy from beginning to end.
Yeah.
That strategy changed, but I had a strategy.
Remember we said it's like you've driven from like Brighton to Scotland or something, mm-hmm. and you were driving all the way through like central London, but you had your head down in the map,
mm-hmm.
and you just didn't look up.
Yeah, because I had everything that I wanted.
Missed all the landmarks.
Yeah, I had everything, but I just wasn't enjoying it because I was so obsessed with getting to the next stage.
Mm.
And it's such a weird thing that I never envisioned myself being, because I've always been so like, no.
No, definitely not.
So honestly, definitely not. Boyfriend, definitely not. But all of a sudden I was like, oh, okay, something's intriguing me there. So it's like, well, he must be my husband then.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Not even your husband. No. Like, we're joking, but.
Yeah, you'll know if you listen to the relationship one, there's no chance of ever getting married. But it's a really interesting thing when you have always been like, God, it would take someone so amazing for me to be in a relationship with them. For me to give up my single life, they would need to be amazing. And then someone comes along that you're like, fuck, okay, that might be them.
Or it just wouldn't feel like you're giving up a single life anymore.
Yeah. But
it's like you could be enhancing. That was, I think.
It didn't feel like I was giving up. And suddenly I was like, oh shit, okay. Now what you want has changed.
I'm invested.
Tricky times, guys. Big lessons learned.
Big lessons learned.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, my last relationship was like 8 years ago and I'm 23.
Yeah.
So I've learned a lot since then anyway.
But I hope so. Yeah.
I've stayed the same.
No lessons learned.
I do remember first, like when Jack and I were beginning our relationship and when we were like seeing each other or whatever, and then when we became a couple together.
Cute.
I remember feeling really like secure, because I feel like I'd already, I knew how I wanted to handle things.
Mm.
Remember I said to you, like I text before Jack and I were together, and he'd literally just started, we were just texting. And I had texted him saying, we're still texting, by the way, like we'd been texting for like.
Which is just like an ultimate quote. Imagine this, you're in, what year are you in, year eight?
No, we're in like year 10.
You're in year 10 and you're texting a boy and he's still texting you, you're still texting him. And then you message saying, wait, we're still texting, what does this mean?
I literally text him saying, we're still texting, ? Ha ha ha, like. For me, it was a bit of a joke. I think that was what it was. I felt like I had the freedom because I'd come out of essentially a serious relationship.
Yeah.
I just felt so free to just do whatever and just see. I just felt like there was nothing to lose. I was like, there were no losses. If I had texted him saying, we're still texting, ? And he didn't reply, maybe I would have been like, huh, that's weird. But I would have just got on with my life. I would have maybe said to him on Monday at school, like, you ignored me or whatever. But it would have been left there. There was no like fear.
Yeah.
I think I had the luxury of coming into a relationship like in my youth, feeling really secure in myself already.
I think that is quite rare.
Really rare.
To have self-awareness aged however old you are in your 10. Yeah. I think that's rare.
Yeah.
Love that.
I think it's rare.
Love that.
Yeah, it was fun.
So what lesson did you learn?
Well, from my past, I just learned what I want. Like, I think in order to close that, I know it sounds silly, but it was that he took up all my time. Like, we were a serious relationship. Like,
yeah.
Hey guys, it's Persephone. So I think we're going to end this episode here and do the rest of the questions in part two, which is coming next week. So we get very, very intense. I hope you've enjoyed kind of hearing about kind of what have we spoken about, weird sexual experiences and weird shit like that. Mrs. Whitney made an appearance. Who knew? Someone tag her, someone let her know that she's been brought up in a podcast. So please leave a rating and a review if you're on Apple, because Apple, they go mad for reviews. Honestly, I make Apple sound so desperate. We're so desperate for Apple's validation, big time. So tune in to episode 2 of our deep and personal question time, Prime Minister's question time, and see you later. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.